This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Stephen Huska was arraigned on Monday when he reached a plea agreement in his forgery case. Huska pleaded guilty to uttering and publishing, a felony that carries a maximum sentence of up to 14 years in prison. And as part of the plea, he's required to pay all restitution costs, fees, and fines related to the offense. The charges stem from an incident on March 7th when Huska wrote a check for $427.12 that was not legal tender and subsequently cashed it at a bank. Sentencing is scheduled for November 17th at 9 a.m., and Huska's bond remains in effect pending sentencing. In the village of Sebring, residents should be aware that Sebring Light and Water will be flushing hydrants and exercising valves throughout the village from Monday, September 22nd through Friday, October 3rd. For any questions or concerns, residents are advised to contact the Sebring Light and Water office at 989-883-2700. If all goes according to plan, cellular phone service will receive a boost with the addition of a new communication tower in Huron County. A proposal's being considered to allow for construction of a new cellular tower in the village Sebring. The Sebring Village Council will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall at 222 North Center Street on Monday, September 29th. The hearing is to gather public input on the proposed construction of a tower near the village's South Main Park. Property owners within 500 feet of the proposed site were notified and are encouraged to attend. Those who cannot attend can submit a written letter to the village council at the hall. Written comments will be read and entered into public record. For those who received a notice in the meeting are no longer the owner of the property in the designated area, forward the notice to them and call the village office at 989-883-2150. And we'll be back after this word from our sponsor for a look at your obituaries.
Entertain in style and save big during the Ashley Fall Frenzy Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Enjoy up to 25% off store-wide and add the finishing touches to your space with blowout prices on accent chairs. Plus, check out our washable product line featuring fabric that is both stain-resistant and machine washable. Stop in and see what's new with lots of new styles and fabrics throughout the Ashley showroom, with new sectionals, sofas, love seats, bedroom sets, recliners, dining sets, and more. It's your time to save on cozy styles, and during the Ashley Fall Frenzy Sale, accessories are up to 40% off and up to 33% off area rugs and lamps. And Hot Buy start at just $199. Choose from Hot Buy love seats, Hot Buy sofas, Hot Buy recliners, chairs, and ottomans. All ready for pickup, or you can schedule professional delivery. Our sleep gallery is fully stocked with sizes twin to king, with great deals in all price ranges. We carry all major mattress brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. Jill Suzanne Stahl Power, 50 years old, a Bad Axe, passed away peacefully at her home with her family by her side on September the 20th. Jill was born July 22nd, 1975 in Detroit, Michigan. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, September 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe, and a private burial will take place. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to a scholarship fund for her sons in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences may be shared with family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Walter Meisner, age 82, of Forestville, passed away Friday, September 19th. He was born August 22, 1943, in Detroit. Walter and Karen Grimmard were united in marriage on June 28, 1968. Funeral services for Walter will be Thursday, September the 25th at 1 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Burial will follow in the East Delaware Cemetery. Visitation for Walter will be on Thursday, beginning at 10 a.m. until services at 1 p.m. Memorials may be shared at RamseyFH.com. Karen Vollmering, age 66, of Ruth, passed away September 16th. She was born June 26, 1959, in Detroit. Karen and Gary Vollmering were united in marriage on April 8, 1978, in Ruth, St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church. Following Karen's wishes, cremation has taken place and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Your memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. David Lamke, age 49, of Harbor Beach, passed away suddenly on September 19th. He was born June 2, 1976. He grew up in Parisville, Michigan. Dave married the love of his life, Renee Guza Kramer, on December 7, 2024. Funeral services for Dave will be Wednesday, September 24th at 11 a.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow, and visitation for Dave will be on Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the funeral home, and on Wednesday at 10 a.m. until services at 11 a.m. And you can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com. And Francis Newton, age 86, of Imlay City, passed away peacefully Saturday, September 20th. She was born August 13th, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan. Private burial will take place in Lakeville Cemetery in Leonard, Michigan, on Tuesday, September 23rd. The Great Thumb Nurse Honor Guard will officiate a private graveside memorial service in the coming days. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial contributions be sent to United Hospice of Aspire, 2770 Main Street in Marlette, Michigan, 48452. Be sure to sign on and register at MerBrothersFH.com. And we'll be back right after this.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Well, the Supreme Court will consider expanding President Donald Trump's power to shape independent agencies by overturning a nearly century-old decision limiting when presidents can fire board members. The High Court agreed Monday to quickly hear arguments in the case over the firing of members of the FTC and two other boards. The justices have allowed the Republican president to fire Democratic Federal Trade Commission Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter and board members at other agencies while their lawsuits played out. The High Court's actions send a strong signal the conservative majority may be poised to overturn or narrow a 1935 decision that found commissioners can be removed only for misconduct or neglect of duty. And the Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky anticipates a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. He aims to boost a U.S.-led peace effort. He's already offered a ceasefire in a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Moscow has issues with some of the proposals, and peace still seems a distant possibility. Concerns have grown that conflict could spread beyond Ukraine. European countries have rebuked Russia for provocations, including drones landing in Poland. Zelensky plans to meet with world leaders to gather support against Russia's invasion. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Kathy Holtz, manager of the Bad Axe office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting your needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're no more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile banking and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, and commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.